WBTM and W&W Luxury Limo Service celebrate Black History Month, saluting local heroes.
WBTM salutes local hero Tyquan Graves.
Growing up, Danville's always been amazing to me, and I was born and raised in Danville. I went through the Danville public school system, gained a wealth of knowledge from some amazing teachers. You know, in the past, Danville has grown so much, and it's all about having people in place who are willing to make things better. And I feel that we have people with an eye-open mentality who are willing to do and willing to make this place a better place. I can actually remember teacher Mr. Martin by name. He looked me in my eyes and he told me straight up, he said, you know, one day you're going to be in education field. And at that time, I didn't exactly know what he was referring to, but it was just simply my characteristic of being able to relate to other people. I've always been a great communicator. I've been willing to understand people's situation. And moving on to education now, you know, we're dealing with a totally different generation, totally different mindset of young people, and definitely things that they go through. You have to be willing to understand situations, be willing to communicate with or know how to communicate with young people. Just like the teachers love me, they taught me to love kids that I run into on a daily basis. And like I said, I love every bit of it. I enjoy what I do. I love coming to work because I love seeing young people thrive. A lot of people may say some are in it for a check, but my paycheck is seeing kids grow on a daily basis. While I was in Danville, I was in the school system, and what sparked me to run for school board was simply, what can I do to make my school system even better? What role can I play? And as I was doing that, I've been on the school board for 2 years, and I've learned a lot from some amazing people, amazing educators, and get insight on different schools, because not all the schools are alike. A lot of them face different challenges, but we also have a lot of positivity that's going on in our schools. When you see a young person, encourage them. Our young people have been beat down so much to the point where I don't really think they know what they're capable of doing. And from what I've been seeing in my past years of working with young people, is a lot of kids are coming in from so many different situations. So like I said, when you see a young person, just encourage them and let them know how great they could be. Because, I mean, they might not have that person in their life to tell them what they're capable of doing. So you may encounter a young doctor, a young lawyer, a young educator. So every chance that I get, I try to motivate our young people when I see them. Regardless if I know them or not, I could be in a different opinion. I just look at them and say, hey, you're going to see stuff one day. Kids also hear about the negativity of our school system, and we fail to highlight the positivity. So as an adult, we need to highlight positivity and encourage our young people, because we have some great, great young people in our city who want change and who's willing to be a part of the process. But we have to motivate them. We have to encourage them and not beat them down.
WBTM and W&W Luxury Limo Service celebrate Black History Month, saluting local heroes.